Unit 2, Automobile Industry and Its Bankruptcy. Part 1, Preview Activities. Listening Comprehension. 1. Fill in the blanks with words you have heard from the passage. General Motors, Ford Motor Company, and Fiat Chrysler Automobiles U.S. are often referred to as the Big Three, being the largest automakers in the United States and Canada. In the North American market, the Detroit automakers retained the top three spots, though their market share is dwindling. Honda passed Chrysler for the fourth spot in 2008 U.S. sales. Since then, because of Toyota's controversy surrounding their recent unintended acceleration recall, Toyota has fallen back to fourth place in sales, with Honda trailing in fifth place, allowing the Detroit Three to reclaim their Big Three title. The Big Three are distinguished not just by their size and geography, but also by their business model. The majority of their operations are unionized, United Auto Workers, UAW, and Canadian Auto Workers, CAW, resulting in higher labor costs than other multinational automakers, including those with plants in North America. In order to improve profits, the Detroit automakers made deals with unions to reduce wages while making pension and health care commitments. GM, for instance, at one time picked up the entire cost of funding health insurance premiums of its employees, their survivors, and GM retirees, as the U.S. did not have a universal health care system. With most of these plans chronically underfunded in the late 1990s, the companies have tried to provide retirement packages to older workers and made agreements with the UAW to transfer pension obligations to an independent trust. In 2009, the CBC reported that the non-unionized Japanese automakers, with their younger American workforces and fewer retirees, will continue to enjoy a cost advantage over the Big Three.